From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Today, the state of Georgia sent out final shipments of voting equipment in advance of the March presidential primary. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports from the elections warehouse in Cobb County.
The crisp morning air is filled with the sounds of workers loading trucks and vans headed to places like Gwinnett and Wayne counties. Gabriel Sterling with the Secretary of State's office says those are some of the final pieces of a very big puzzle that includes voting machines, printers, and iPads.
It is literally, I think I did a math, it's something close to 200,000 pieces of this different pieces and parts, and it's probably even more than that.
Over the last few months, deliveries have gone to all 159 counties. The new ballot marking device system will get its first statewide test when early voting for the presidential primary starts March 2nd. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Cobb County.
Delta Airlines is working to become the first carbon-neutral carrier globally. The Atlanta-based carrier is investing $1 billion over the next 10 years in the project. That includes pushing advancements in clean air travel technologies and accelerating the reduction of carbon emissions and waste. Georgia's highest court has granted a pretrial appeal to a man charged with the slaying of a high school teacher whose disappearance remained a mystery for more than a decade. Ryan Duke has been accused of killing teacher and beauty queen Tara Grinstead in 2005. The Georgia Supreme Court issued an order today saying it will hear Duke's appeal that he's entitled to state funding for expert witnesses. The trial judge has twice denied Duke's request. That judge said Duke gave up his right to indigent services when he declined representation by public defenders in favor of private attorneys who took his case for free. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.